The show you're about to hear is a member of the Plains Talkers Podcast Network. To find out more, go to PlainsTalkersPodcast.com. Greetings, salutations, and welcome to the Plains Talkers Podcast, the show by casuals for casuals. I'm your host, Will Benson, joined as always by my,
I think it's going to rain and I might lose connection, co-host Aramis Perez. Aramis, sir, how are you?
We're alive right now, but oh boy, does it sound nasty out there.
It really was. I was actually out in it. It was horrible. It was just terrible. So let's go to Untap Up, Keep and Draw. Before we begin tonight, though, we'd like to remind you that this episode, and every episode, of the Plains Talkers Podcast is sponsored by Kerwin's Game Store. Kerwin's Game Store is New York State's premier source for collectible card games, tabletop games, miniatures, comic books, retro video games, and toys. With their clean, open gaming areas available to everyone, Kerwin's is the absolute best place to go in gaming. Kerwin's provides a fun and inviting atmosphere. It has locations in both Catskill and on the second floor of Poughkeepsie Gallery in Poughkeepsie, New York. And we want to remind you that Kerwin's is the best place to go in gaming. Wow, I went out of order. Now they have a great new website. You can find them online at kgsonline.com. That's Kite Go Samuel Online.com. And you can use the promo code Plains Talkers at checkout. Hold on. Nephew, I need to charge my Kindle, and then I'll charge you. Okay, very good. My nephew came in. Use the promo code Plains Talkers at checkout. Please, Lord, don't let this be the disaster show like we had last week. And we also want to recognize our rare level patrons, Spencer, Chibatank, Bell, Levi, George, David, Brian, and Apollo. We also want to take a second to shout out our mythic rare patron, Jonathan, and our six. That's right, folks. Six producer level patrons. Ian, Carrot, John, Jake, Jamie, and Vic. John, Jake, Jamie. It sounds like they should be a band.
That sounds like a law firm. John, Jake, Jamie, and Sons.
Listen, you guys know, we say it every week, these guys help out the show in just so very many, many ways. I mean, we couldn't do this show without them anymore. One thing all patrons get is the chance to get first crack at our Wednesday Commander Craft broadcast. If you want to get in on that, find out more about it, patreon.com/planestalkers. I did put it up today, actually. Right now, Vic is our champion. We do have Justin who wants to play, but since he's not a patron, we're going to hold off. Oh, check this out. Check this out. Rex has liked us, so we should push the button. Yes. So thanks for liking us, Rex. So if you want to get in on it, definitely patreon.com/planestalkers. Reminder that Commander Craft is our Wednesday show where we play listeners like you using webcams and four-person commander. I think I'm actually going to try to replay the deck I played when I was in flights. I might do a little bit of tweaking on it, but I think it's a pretty solid deck. Well, you cannot play Jinkataxis.
Well, I don't have it's not put together. I already tore it apart for its component pieces. But Vic played elves the last time, right? It was Lathor that he ended up using.
Yeah, I think he did. So
all right. So I have a couple decks in mind. Maybe I play a Sika. I don't know. We'll see.
Ooh, very nice.
I haven't played that in a while.
So we are also proud to be the flagship podcast for the Plains Talkers Network of Podcasts. Our sister show Cantrip Cartel is doing gangbusters. They had a guy on there last week who did really well in a tournament. He spiked a tournament. Mm-hmm. They're getting guest stars and stuff. I actually got to get with Jake and find out how the hell he's doing that, because we could stand to have guest stars. I mean, we're by casuals for casuals, but, you know, I wouldn't mind a guest star 17. So, but you can find them at Anchor on anchor.fm/cantripcartel. Download them on any podcatcher. They're pretty much on all of them. Or hit them up on our Discord. They have their own area. They get a lot of people in there. It's really great. And finally, we want to remind you that we are part of the Geek to Geek Media Network. This is a network of geeky content, podcasts, articles, streams. They're all dedicated to promoting positivity and inclusion in the activities that we love. And they showcase a lot of amazing stuff. Just check them out at geek2geekmedia.com. That's geek2geekmedia.com. Don't go to Geek to Geek, you know, with the number 2. I think that's like a geek dating site. So we are still in Untap, and I am going to untap one of my last Cosmic Queens triple IPA. Because, you know, We almost went off the rails last week, so why wouldn't we want to repeat? And Aramis, sir, how the hell are you?
Well, I'm staying dry for the moment, which is good.
Not me. This is wet. Ha ha.
See what you did there. Yeah, no, I'm doing good. You know, the weekend was nice. It was quiet weekend. Really do a whole lot. Actually, you know, Sunday was like 66 degrees, so it was really super nice outside. So family went for a walk, which was nice. Get some fresh air, you know, just enjoy the sunshine for a change since it's been so gray and dreary and cold and nasty and gross all winter.
Right.
Yeah, just kind of a chill weekend. Did some, you know, did a little bit of cleaning around the house and just nothing too crazy. Talked to the wife about potentially going back to Friday Night Magic's coming up here soon in the next few weeks.
Yeah. What do we find out?
Well, it'll probably be like end of the month. I'll start going back.
Well, what if we, you know what? What if we make, we could always make our return during pre-release. That could be the triumphant return of us.
That's a ways away. That's over a month away, though.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's true. So, you know, next weekend, your busy Saturday. Don't forget.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to have stories. I almost want to like live stream that shit somehow. Be like, what up, everybody?
So I could tell all of your friends and Wendy's friends about 52 to 1? Sure.
No, you can't tell about 52 to 1. So next, next Saturday is my wife's birthday. She'll be turning 25. So next pre-release is April 22nd. Yeah. So, and we talked about that last week, Muertes, if you had joined us. No.
Oh
snap. Yeah. Sorry. We'll take that again. No. So yeah. And then,
Oh no!
Poor Zeus. Well, that's Zeus's dog, or Alan's. Yeah, the rebels have Zeus, but that's Alan's dog. I know. Oh no!
Puppy dad duties. That's
is it Zeus? Down goes Frazier.
You got to do it hardcore. Down goes Frazier. Down goes Frazier.
I am not going to go get Howard Coast. I'll give you.
And boom goes the dynamite.
So. All right. But yeah, you know, we also it was a non-kid weekend, which is as much non-kid as we can get because my nephew's living here. So for this week and next week. So yes, I don't know if we got to figure out where we're going to be for pre-release. Pre-release, we might go to Kerwin's. So.
Or both.
We might do both. We're not opposed to both.
I'm not opposed to both.
Yes. So, but yeah, Saturday was a lot of chores. Got a lot done around here. I did the dump run with the new car, which, holy cow, such a difference with taking something with a hatchback where I can put the seats down and take a lot of trash as opposed to trying to squeeze it all into a Chrysler 300. So, we had a pretty good, I had a pretty nice Saturday and Sunday. Saturday I took the boy with me and, you know, we had some time and then, but Sunday was like 64 degrees. We just got some stuff done. And then, dude, I did something I had done in a long time. I took a nap. I took a nice nap. It was an all time nap of all time. And Saturday we were busy too. You know what we were doing Saturday?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I know what you're doing.
That
Saturday.
Was good. We did our win a box recap, I guess is the best way to call
it.
Yeah,
recast commentary thingy.
And holy cow, did that generate some, like I think I made people upset. Some people were like, "Mother Hucker, let me tell you why I was playing slow, and let me tell you," I'm like, I don't know.
I mean, you were talking about, oh, this guy's taking forever. Like, no, he's thinking, he's being deliberate. I mean, you know, it's. I understood what was going on.
I did.
You were
too,
like, "Let's go, let's get on with it."
You got to understand, we have to like kind of fill the dead air. So you know, what am I supposed to be like? It's not like I can sit there and go, "Hey, you know this dead air space." You know what? I will next time though. I'll have Kerwin's or Flight. I'll have somebody sponsor the dead air space. This dead air space is brought to you by Budweiser, the king of beers. Or by hashtag Cosmic Queen.
Hashtag not sponsored.
Hashtag not sponsored. Oh, and thank you, Muertes. Muertes said that was good. Yeah, we had a good time. I love doing that. Like, today it was kind of neat to put the picture up on our Facebook of what we were doing 2 years ago today when we went to Kerwin's just before the pandemic hit. And we got to call that
tournament. Literally the weekend before the world ended. I think the thing I regret the most or just I'm so sad about is the fact that we lost the footage. If you guys didn't see that 2 years ago, So we got to the top eight and they had given us play mats of like this Hydra coming out of a temple. I've used it before in Commander Craft. The top eight was the same thing, only it was in black and white and looked like a film reel. And they had it all like monster movie titled. There, he's got the playmat there. So it was like, imagine that in black and white with like the film stripped on the side. And we're like, oh, these playmats are so cool for the top eight. Wouldn't it be great if they switched to black and white and we started talking like 50s announcers? And our engineer heard us say that and did it. So we quickly ad-libbed something. We're like, buy war bonds.
It was a good time.
Oh, it was so much fun.
And I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, that's where you and I got the bug, which is why we do what we do with the Winter Box. And I feel much more qualified to talk about the Winter Box because if you ever caught that broadcast, and it might still be up, Kerwin's might still have it somewhere, but I don't know about Modern very much at all.
Neither one of us are experts on Modern.
We caught a few things. Like, we were watching a dude and a guy somebody drops Ashiok. And somebody played a fetch behind it. I'm like, you were like, oh, no, you can't. Ah. So.
Yeah.
It was.
We were definitely amateurs on that one.
It was a lot of fun, though. I mean, I would do it again in a heartbeat if Kerwin's anybody. Listen, I will come and do a broadcast anywhere you like. You pay my gas, give me some food and a free shirt. And yeah, you got me. I'm in, man. I'm a media whore. Legit. I mean, Aramis, he has certain riders. But me, I'll just show up. I'm a fat guy who wants people to like me. But I guess on that note, we should go to upkeep.
Probably.
So we have an incredible show, we think, tonight. We're obviously going to talk State of Standard. Standard has definitely it's still in a flux. Oh. Wendy was on there. Hi, hon. And she ordered the groceries, which, by the way, I need to say this to all married men out there. If your wife, girlfriend, husband, boyfriend, don't care. Don't really. I've got no thoughts on either side. If your partner has a problem with grocery stores in that they go to grocery stores intending to spend, I don't know, we'll say $150 on groceries. And by walking through the aisles, come out usually spending double that, $300, $400, whatever. And it's stuff you do need, but yet you're kind of like, did we really need four packs of the red zingers with the coconut shavings that nobody's going to eat? Okay, we'll let it go. Walmart delivery. Again, hashtag not sponsored. I don't know how much money that damn thing has saved us, but it's pretty much like she orders the groceries. We're not going in the store. It's just, woo! She walked through the virtual aisles today. Oh, shit. I'm getting red zingers. Nobody eats the red zingers. Don't get the red zingers. Now, the yellow zingers with the frosting? But yeah, sorry. So
all I know is that Park Manny is back on his bullshit.
Oh, why? What is he doing now?
I'm just saying.
Dead air, Barry. This is dead, sir. Thanks, no, babe. Wait. You don't call my wife babe. Oh, no. Oh, no. My old lady. Yeah. Yellow zingers cap? Wow. You bought us a case of red zingers. Honey, nobody's going to eat it. Seriously, I'm going to use it to like hold up like a couch or something. I'm going to let them get bad. Anyway. Upkeep. So we're going to talk State of Standard tonight.
Yes.
And then we're going to kind of pivot off of that. Obviously, we're going to talk about the new Capenna pre-preview info that came out last week. You know, some of it's really, I think all of it's exciting. And again, thinking about the fact that we get to do pre-release and paper first, I'm very, very excited about this. I got enough issues with my old lady, so it's all in fun. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. P.O. Box? No, we don't have a P.O. Box. Don't be sending us Red
Zingers. I can give you Will's mailing address, and you can send him all the Red Zingers you want.
Does anybody eat the Red Zingers? Really? Does anybody?
What the hell is a Zinger?
You don't know what a Zinger is? They're like Twinkies with frosting on them. They were amazing. The yellow ones are freaking... It's like... Twinkies are amazing, but a Zinger... Meh. You put frosting on it. It's like something you never thought you wanted. No. Muertes? No. No Zingers. Yeah. Wendy wants me to have the red ones.
I'm just not much of a sweets person, so I guess I'm just
neither
not
am I, because I'm all the diabetic and stuff. So yeah, send me that Muertes. When they cut my foot off, I'll send it back to you.
The foot, not the Zinger
the foot,
box.
Yeah, yeah.
What's in the box?
What's in the box? It's fruit by the foot. Anyway, no. So,
what made of fruit?
Combat. We were going to try combat that Parkman submitted, but then we realized that it was kind of old news. So if we fall into one, and it's been happening lately, Aramis and I have been a little salty lately. I don't know why. So we could fall into one. You never know. And then we're going to go from that after combat. And we're going to hop into main two. We're going to talk about, obviously, the big news that came out today. Surprise everybody, you know, was the...
Attention, all Magic the Gathering players.
Banhammer
missiles are incoming.
I mean, the Banhammer came down. Didn't come down in Standard, but it definitely came down in Modern and Pioneer. And if you're... Go to our Discord, folks, because Jake's all up in his feelings about that. I love it.
Jake from our sister show, yeah. Cantrip Cartel.
Yeah, JVA from our sister show, Cantrip Cartel. He's got some feelings about this, and it's great to read because I'm not necessarily disagreeing with him. I'm just like, you know. So lucky Willfoot won't get flooded playing Magic Arena. What the fuck? Now they want my foot.
So you got to take a picture of your foot. And load it up as an emote.
Yes. Well, we have one of you getting hit by a shoe. That is
one
of the
emotes. Yeah, but now we have to get a picture of the foot, have it like, you know, colored, like photoshopped green with like flies around it and stuff.
Love you, darling. Have fun watching my wife's watching some silly show on Paramount Plus about the olden age or gilded age or filled age or Farkle day. It's something about an age.
I'll be spending some time on Paramount Plus later tonight.
I love Paramount. Oh, did you see Picard yet?
Not yet. I'm watching it tonight.
Oh.
Either that or Discovery. I don't know. I'm behind on one of them.
Well, Picard just started. I actually got a Ride Home with Will queued up on it, so I have to probably put it up there. No, Wendy, we're not superimposing my face on a rabbit's foot. Stop it.
Yes.
Go watch Gilded Age.
That's even better.
Why do I let her exist? Okay, so why don't we go ahead and get into main phase.
Main phase.
All right, main phase. So, state of Standard. The state of Standard is New York. Okay. The state of Standard is interesting. In that we were right about a few things. I feel a little vindicated last week when I was like, you know, this deck appears to be going up, you know, number one with a bullet. Nia Enchantments has toppled Jeskai Control and Mono White Aggro. Now, not by an incredibly large margin. It's about 1.3%. But, yeah. And it's kind of strange because the top three is 14, 13, and 11. So the top three is doing about 74% of the meta. You like what I did there? I do math.
70% of the time? It works 100% of the time.
Yeah. No, but 14 plus 13 is 27. So 28 plus 11. So yeah, about 35%. 40%. Yeah, we'll say 35, 40% of the meta is taken up by the top three decks. And then after that, just a precipitous fall. But you've got Nia Enchantments. Again, this deck is kind of I like this deck because it's A, rotation proof, and B, relatively cheap. It's at $150 and it's running a whole bunch of stuff that isn't real expensive. It's pretty much an Enchantress deck, but, you know, not Enchantress because, you know, we're not playing Commander or Modern. The most expensive cards are obviously Bo's issue. So
yeah, that's just one, just the one copy.
Yep. Wow, one copy, $27.
That is the chase card.
Yeah, I should have ordered
that. Boseiju is the real deal.
Yeah. Really good deck. It seems very, very stable. Cheap casting costs on pretty much everything. It's really fast. But I mean I'm starting to notice that Standard Magic is it's almost as fast as Modern. And if you can't be as fast as Modern, you're pretty much out.
And the game itself has sped up over the last few years. I mean, because yes, things are with power creep and things getting more efficient. I mean, the stuff you used to do at 4 or 5 mana, you're doing it 3 or 4 mana.
Jake must have heard us talking about him. What up, Jake?
Good evening, sir.
Yeah, I just mentioned that they should go in to the Discord. We're going to talk about it main too, about the bannings today. And we mentioned that, you know, hop in the Discord because you've got feelings on the subject, and I love it.
Feelings are good. Feelings are good.
Yeah, you know. So, yeah, I'm liking Naya Enchantments. I think that might be a deck I might try to build. I'm not even kidding. So
I mean, I like Standard in general. I mean, the top three decks are kind of, I mean, you got your aggro, you got your control, you got your mid range. It's kind of, they kind of rotating around each other in an orbit, you know, kind of rock, paper, scissoring each other. Take that as you will. And, you know, there's a bunch of other decks behind it in tier two that, you know, hey, you know, if you want to play it, have some fun, maybe steal some wins. That's fine, too. There's a whole bunch of different options for people out there. And it's been a while since Standard's been in as good of a spot as it is. And it's really nice to see diversity without anything being oppressively strong. Like even Goldspan Dragon, you're like, eh, it's really good, but it's not like crazy right now.
Right. I can get behind that. Jeskai Control is, like we said, it's number two. It's Goldspan and Leer. Liar?
Well, I think it's Leer. Yeah, I think it's Leer.
But, I mean, again, Control is still really great. And then you got Mono White Aggro. So I like that the top three, it's diverse. Okay, you have aggro, you have control, you have semi-combo-y. Because I think enchantments, I mean, would you say it's mid-range or combo?
I mean, if it's combo, I'm missing the combo.
Then it's mid-range, yeah.
But then again, you know, I full disclosure, I haven't played a lot of Standard lately. So it's hard
Which
to see.
Good for the Standard podcast, by the way.
Yeah, I know. Tell me about it. But I think what it is... It's got definitely an aggressive curve to it because the creatures are all one and two drops. There's a three drop there that fetches the runes. So maybe it's like, yeah, I would say mid range.
Yeah. So I'm liking it. Orzhov Control and Izzet Dragons round out the top five, 6.4% apiece. After that, it gets kind of Orzhov mid range, Mono Green Aggro, Boros Aggro, Zoria's Control, and then Selesnya Ramp. So.
Yeah, that's only 2%. So I mean, you're going to tier three.
And mono red is gone again, out of the top 15. It just
Flash
like
of the
I
pan.
Said, not there yet. It needs it. They've really not shown red the love the last three or four sets,
which is fine.
There's
still
I feel
aggro
like
colors.
Mono, I feel like standard is where you want mono red, and I think it's almost an archetype of itself. I think not having a mono red competitive deck right now that's a mistake.
I think you can do mono red burn in Legacy, right? Can't you? I mean, Jake, that's you come up there. Isn't mono red a thing in Legacy?
Yeah, it's Legacy. You got it's in other formats, but it's not like tier one, tier zero. It's
no, it, I mean, it's like it. I don't think it would have to be.
Okay.
I mean, if it has a presence, that's fine. I mean, yeah, right now it really doesn't have a presence. But I think that's just because the other strategies out there, the other aggro strategies right now are better. White and green especially.
I mean, it's, you know, it's hard. Mono red struggles against Luminarch. There's no way around it. If you can't get rid of Luminarch, and you can't get rid of Luminarch, even to get rid of them early game, they have to, you know, have an empty grip. And how do you do that?
Well, Luminarch Aerosprint just gets +1/+1 counters in combat.
Wait,
so.
Which one am I thinking of then? The one that
I don't know which one you're thinking of.
Shit.
I don't know which one you're thinking of because
the one that you Luminarch... you basically or does that well,
it's probably
out?
Well, it's probably killing mono red is Thalia.
Thalia is also killing mono red. Yeah,
Thalia is pretty good against mono red. I mean, it's still pretty easy to kill, but having to spend the extra mana hurts.
Oh yeah, it rotated out. That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking of the card that you used to be able to dump a card and it becomes indestructible.
Oh, the one, the Elite Blade or whatever it was. Yeah, hollowed something.
Yeah, yeah, that rotated out.
Yeah, the other Odonto Vanguard.
Yeah, basically. So
yeah, yeah.
It's I'm looking forward to seeing where Standard kind of goes. I mean, we've got about it. It seems like this is a shorter season. I mean, we're gonna be doing previews of New Capenna in what, 3 weeks, 2 weeks,
about a month.
You sure?
Yeah, I think it's about a month that they start doing that. That's when they start. They're gonna kick off the previews. They had the calendar up somewhere.
Yeah,
where they were talking about when things are gonna be happening. But it's gonna be a few more weeks before the New Capenna stuff cards out. But like you said, they gave us a preview. A pre-preview that we're going to talk about here in a minute.
Right. Hold on a second here. Pre-release, other events. Shit. There was... We had, like, the image of it. It was beautiful. It was a beautiful thing. Because it would told you when they're going to do... Oh, here it is. No, dude. Preview start.
Preview in April 7th. That's
April
a month
7th, one month away. I'm like, so we're, like, a month out, and we're back in. So
that's fine.
Yeah,
it's all good.
I wish they'd kind of foot off the gas a little bit, but I get it. So,
well, I mean, if you think about it, the double release of the two Innistrad sets, and then there was a pretty big gap between that and Kamigawa, and now this will come out 2 or 3 months later.
Well, a month and a half. Well, yeah, 2 months later.
About 2 months later, so that's fine.
Okay. Oh, excuse me. Sorry. Been a long Monday. Let's kind of pivot from that though, because now that we bring up New Capenna, let's talk about it, because they did. Wizards had their preview. What are they calling it? Like a intro,
sneak peek.
Yeah. Of New Capenna, Streets of New Capenna. So they had a broadcast. It was pretty. Yeah, like. I'm feeling New Capenna.
Yeah, they kind of did it during, like, it was like their weekly MTG, I think,
right.
Is what they did it.
But they did it like later in the day too.
Yeah. So they dropped a handful of cards, some art. They showed the expansion symbols, which I love the main set expansion symbol. It's a set of brass knuckles with angel's wings. I think that's just amazing.
You're not wrong.
And like going into the set, when they first announced the set and sort of what it was going to be, like, this is like when they did the roadmap or like last year, I was like, okay, sort of. So it's a world set kind of like in like a mobster city, like in the 20s. Sounds like a good idea. I wonder if they can pull it off. Like one of the things they showed was like Obnixilus and like a pinstripe zoot suit. And I was like, okay, all right, this is interesting. And now they've started to show the cards and some of the alternate frames. And I'm like, this is freaking gorgeous.
Yeah.
I mean, the art on this is, I mean, I thought Kamigawa's art was really good, and it is. This is something completely different, and I want all of it.
Right. I'm with you. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Have we had these color combinations before?
Yeah. These are Tarkir.
Yeah. Okay. Tarkir. Okay. So again,
and not Khanza Tarkir. It was in Shards of Alara.
Okay. So. And again, they kind of, well, the first thing is the website, maybe I'll post it here in chat, in case anybody wants to go take a look. It's pretty cool. The lands look fantastic. Like, oh first God. Of like, all, you know what, Wizards? Stop printing basics that look like with the half symbol. Let's moving forward, let's just full art basic from now on. There is absolutely no reason not to do it. Because this is just incredible artwork.
I'm looking at the planes, number 273, and it's like, if you guys aren't on the website, it's a bunch of people walking around in business suits, and there's four trains stopped at like this big train station, and it just looks like this huge like Grand Central Station type thing. And I mean, like, it sucks you in. It reminds me of the original Batman animated series from the 90s.
Right. Well, it is. It's all kind of built around this noir style.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It's yeah. So nice.
It's all incredibly beautiful. It is based on the shards, but it's based on like the non, like, it's not Grixis shard. It's not. Well, yeah, wait, it's Grixis. They do have a Grixis. Yeah, they have Maestros.
Yeah, it's the five allied colored shards.
Right, allied colors. That's what I thought. Yeah.
Yeah, it's so, the five allied colors triples. Yeah.
So it's white, blue, black, which normally is.
That's Esper.
Esper, thank you.
That's
Esper. So Esper, Grixis, black, red, green is.
Jund.
Jund, thank you. Red, green, white is.
Naya.
And then green, white, blue is what?
Bant,
that's right. So, mm-hmm. And I mean, they did the same thing they did with Strixhaven in that it's Obscura for white, blue for Esper, Maestros for Grixis, Riveteers for Jund, Cabretti for Naya, and Brokers
Cabaretti. So it's like Cabaretti. So that's like the performing.
And
thing,
the idea is that these guys are mob families. So the five families is really what they're doing.
And they're each run by a demon.
Right. So, you know, and the upside is, I mean, obviously we're getting what we were promised. But they're not calling them triomes, but it's the triomes. it's the other five triomes. The triple lands. You. Yes. So Jameer's Garden is for Naya, right? Yeah. Rafine's Tower is for Esper. Spira's Headquarters is for Bant. Xander's Lounge for Grixis, and Xehanort's Proving Ground for Jund. And I know they have other names, but let's face it, we're all going to call them that. So
it's the triomes, but
they have some incredible alternate artwork, both
there's
full
two,
art and then
there's two separate alternate arts for the triomes. There's the one that it looks like it just shows like the three color combinations in the middle of each family's crest and something like surrounding the crest. It looks really cool. And then they have like this skyscraper treatment that they're calling it, and it looks like the facade of a skyscraper, and it shows like a scene from either inside the building or looking outside of the building. I mean, it's like this Art Deco style. I mean, it looks like 1930s, 1940s like posters that you would see. I mean, I can't say enough about this art. I mean, like, one of the other cards that they showed, the only one they showed that wasn't a land, actually, there's also going to be a cycle of ascendancies for the allied colors, sort of like there was Jeskai Ascendancy and Temur Ascendancy for Tarkir. The one they showed was for Bant, which was Broker's Ascendancy. And ability aside, the alternate artwork, it has a Golden Age frame.
Yeah.
It looks like a Picasso painting.
They're really great.
It's amazing. I mean, I can't get enough of this art.
Yeah,
I mean, it's nuts. Like, I'm saying this, the artwork on this set alone has me strongly considering at least one collector booster box.
I'm with you on that. And because, I mean, here's the thing. Also, there's no way that these triumphs don't go up. Commander is the biggest format right now.
These ones are great for time.
Yeah, triumphs are a major part of any three color. If you're playing any three color commander deck, triumphs are huge. Now,
3, 4, or 5, especially with fetches.
Yeah. So, you're going to see, I think you and I for our booster showdown will probably be collectors. So I'm looking forward to that.
There's, I mean, like I said, we don't know much about the set. We do know that the Triomes are the only cards in the set with cycling.
Right.
So that was, this was an intentional decision on Wizards' part, saying we're going to finish the cycle. This is really the only chance we're going to get to do this, because we don't, you know, they don't do these types of sets very often where they focus on three color combinations. Because the last time we were there was Ikoria. The last time before that was Tarkir. So they're like, all right, we're doing the allied colors. We have to do the Triomes here, because who knows how long it's going to be before we get back to this type of a world. So them doing this now is just a big bravo to Wizards, because there's still some cycles of land that we're waiting on the rest of them for. The fact that they finished these relatively quickly as they could, really. And it's just, it's really good. But then also too, like I said, I mean, without knowing anything else about this set, the artwork is just unbelievable. Like, okay, there's going to be people who are like, oh, great, film noir. This isn't magic. They're driving around in cars and stuff. This isn't magic. It's like, well, I mean, why not? It's a multiverse. It's infinite universes. There's going to be worlds that are this far advanced. So deal with it,
I guess. I agree.
This is amazing. It's beautiful. Art is completely subjective, but to me, this is just like eye candy for me. Give me all of it.
Exactly. So they go kind of on. They show off a few other things about the Broker's Ascendancy, which came out, you know. But then they kind of go on to talk about, you know, what they're going to have. So draft boosters are there, set boosters are there, collector boosters, like, bundles.
Even the collector boosters, the box and the collector booster has its own word mark.
Right.
That looks like, you know, like a 1920s. Like sign for like a restaurant or something. It's amazing.
And they're doing with the pre-release, they are doing what they did with, was it Ikoria? And they did with it with
Ravnica.
No, they did it since then too. You chose your,
you that was chose, that was Strixhaven, I think.
Oh, Strixhaven chose the schools. You're right. So yeah. your pre-release kit, you will choose. So you will have one pack in the pre-release kit be curated for those colors. You'll never play the pack you get. At this point, we've realized that you just don't.
Well, I mean, I know is that it means I'm getting five pre-release packs.
That's not all a bad that idea. So
all that means, I'm getting all five.
So, now, then they went on to talk about the Commander decks. They're doing some interesting stuff here. First of all, in-store play with Streets and New Capenna Commander decks. I'm not sure what this means for Commander Craft. We'll talk about that. We have to talk to our sponsor for that. I have a feeling he's going to have thoughts. In-store play with Streets and New Capenna, the Commander, Streets and New Commander Commanders are going to include set booster exclusive cards, extended art cards, and collector boosters, plus five commander decks with each family represented. That's normal, right? Like, they're making a big deal out of it, but don't set boosters almost always have a commander card? Collector boosters almost always have the extended version.
Yeah, that part's normal. The new thing that they're doing is it looks like what they're doing.
Collector booster sample pack?
Yeah, there's a collector booster sample pack. So I think that might be replacing like the thick cardboard etched foil version of the commander.
Thank God, because nobody likes that card.
I think that's the speculation. So what they're doing is they're putting in two cards from a collector booster into these commander decks. So I don't know if they're part of the deck or if they're just saying, hey, it's a sample pack. This is what's inside a collector booster. If you want to buy one, this is what you could find. Imagine getting an alt art foil Triome out of that. Okay. Yes. Yeah, it says providing new cards you may want to swap into your deck too. So they're not going to be part of the 99. But they're going to be, you know, extra little goodie, which I think is really cool.
And they will be curated to fit. They'll be color identity to fit, is what they're saying.
No. Two cards from among what you can discover in a Streets of New Capenna collector booster, providing beautiful new cards you may want to swap into your deck, too. It doesn't mean they're going to fit the deck.
I think they've got to. I definitely think they're going to curate that.
No, not necessarily. I think they're trying to cross-promote.
No, but I think it's like... It could be more. It's more like to me the Planeswalker decks we used to get, where they used to throw in two booster packs for the Planeswalker deck. So you had the Planeswalker deck.
Oh, those are the old. Yeah. Those are like the old fat packs. You get the book, a couple booster packs, and yeah.
No. Planeswalker decks, you used to get the Planeswalker deck. All right, so it was low powered, but there always were two booster packs in it. So,
oh yeah, this is probably closer to that, but I don't think these two cards are going to be like seeded.
I don't know that they'll seed them. I think they'll color curate them. I think they'll be like.
Well, that's the same thing. That's seeding I don't think they're going to do that. If they did, fine. I don't have an issue with it. If it's going to be collector booster things, which means they're going to be foil and or alternate art, fine, whatever.
Yeah.
If they're curated, great. If they're not, that's fine too.
I really hope so. So.
Either way, they're giving you something extra that you can actually use.
And
as opposed
I'm liking what they're doing in that the weekend after release, so April 29th, they're doing a Commander weekend. So
mm-hmm. That is a week of release.
I thought the week of release was the
22nd. That's the weekend of that. The pre-release is the 22nd. Oh. The release is the 29th.
Oh, dear.
So this is a release weekend.
So they're going to try to encourage you to play Commander on release weekend. Interesting.
Yes.
Okay.
The launch Commander launch party. So they're going to have because they have the pre-release event. Here's the launch event. This is when you can get the pre-release because that's when you can get the Commander decks on launch.
So I have a feeling that Commander Craft. I think that's how it'll work. I think we do pre-release with Kerwins and Commander.
Well, and here's the thing I'm thinking too. I think this is going to be their Commander 2022 release.
Yeah.
This is going to be their big Commander release
Legends,
every year.
Until the Commander Legends Baldur's Gate, there'll be five in that too. I guarantee you that.
No, there was only two for Commander Legends. There were only two decks for Commander Legends.
But
they're not.
Oh yeah,
because
they want Commander Legends to be more of a draft set. So
yeah, they're not going to release five Commander decks for that.
Yeah.
This is going to be like what they did with Ikoria. They released a bunch of Commander decks. That was the thing. The same thing with Strixhaven. They released five Commander decks. So they're going to do this. It's going to be the big Commander release for the year. It's going to be tied to Nuka Penna, which is fine. Again, I like also that during the launch, you have the chance of getting promotional Swiftfoot boots.
Right. Well, I think everybody gets it, which when they show up, and if you bring somebody, it's Mindstone.
Yeah, if you bring somebody new, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
which again, that's a nice little gimme, nice little freebie.
Yeah, I'm looking. I think that this is a step in the right direction. It does seem like, and again, we've kind of talked about this. We were going to kind of talk about it in combat, but I think this obviously shows a certain something in that it seems like Wizards is moving away from competitive, you know, professional quote unquote play into really trying to build a local community of Magic players and having like a local store champion. And like, they're really trying to get people back into the stores.
You know, I'm thinking actually this might be part of their long game.
Yeah, I think so too.
But a long game for competitive. Here's what I'm thinking. Because think about all the PR disasters they've had in the last few years in regards to competitive play.
Right.
With the disastrous rollout of the MPL, cutting price support at Worlds, killing GPs, coronavirus killing everything else.
Right.
And then them just saying, we're done. I think what they're doing is, all right, we're doing a complete reset. We're going to focus on the local store, get people interested that way. Once we know we've built the grassroots up again, we're going to reintroduce some kind of a circuit. That's my pie in the sky pipe dream is what their long-term plan is. Whether or not Wizards actually has a hand in that, or they contract it out to somebody else, that remains to be seen.
Right.
We haven't heard, you know, anything about that. I'll remain cautiously optimistic that they're going to have some involvement, although I don't think that's necessarily likely. But I think this is what they're trying to do. They want to get people re-engaged to what made competitive Magic fun to begin with, was starting at the local level,
right,
becoming the big fish in the small pond, and then going into the bigger ponds from there. That would be, I think, the best way to do it. And in a sense, bringing back the old system just in a new, refreshed, updated way.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, I'm looking forward to this in regards to that. I want to see this be successful because it brings the LGSs back. It brings quote unquote the Gathering back. That's a big freaking push now. We're putting the Gathering back in Magic.
It's a little cliche, but it needs to happen.
I agree wholeheartedly. It needs to use the LGSs.
And plus, too, it might coax people back into the local scene who have been hesitant to get back in the local scene because they're still concerned about COVID and everything else, which is still a concern.
Right. It is.
But, you know, it maybe, like I said, if it's part of the long game, they can say, hey, things have been going good. It's safe. Come back, play, meet your friends, have fun. We got Commander here. Since you've been playing a lot of Commander, that's here. But hey, guess what? We also have Standard. We have Pioneer. Right. We have Modern. If you're interested in that, that's great. Legacy, Vintage, I forget what those are. But I'm kidding.
Nobody knows.
I'm completely
Jake's about to get mad. That's a shot fired at Jake.
That would be my ideal situation for Wizards bringing it back. If they actually are in the position to give a shit about the community, mm-hmm. Again, remains to be seen, you know, grain of salt and all that. Yeah,
Jake, stop smoking.
It wasn't me at all.
Jake, you've got to stop smoking the pot during the Monday show. So,
but anyway, new Capanna looks amazing. Can't wait.
It really does.
Hype.
I'm with you on that. I suspect, now here's the thing, guys. We had a real, I'm just going to use the word, we had a bitch of a time filling the pre-con Commander show last week. And we were talking very seriously about shelving it, like, and moving it to just the fifth week of the month. So here's the deal, all right? The week after the five Commander sets come out, might I recommend, if you love the pre-con show, make sure you get some decks, because this would be the time to do it anyway. We could have four different decks. So I do believe that we'll see multiple Commander's sets again this year. I think they're going to put the five out here. And then I won't be surprised if Brothers War or Dominaria for 30th anniversary, you know, one of those two, they'll drop another four or five. I'm almost certain of it.
I don't know. Cause if you think about it the way, I mean, obviously this is,
I'd almost take a bet on that. I might, you know, you want another bundle? Cause I'm sorry. Wizards is so ass deep in Commander right now.
Okay. They know. So you're saying that there will be multiple Commander releases this year that have at least four Commander decks. At least two releases.
At least three. They always go two, at least. I'm saying at least three.
So multiple sets with at least three decks?
At least one more set this year with at least three decks. Right now we know New Capenna is going to have five. There'll be one
What are the remaining releases this year? We have
Commander Legends.
We have Commander Legends, Baldur's Gate. We have New Capenna, which we already know has five.
Right.
We've got Brothers War, Dominaria United. Is there anything else? It's four sets.
MH3?
I don't think Modern Horizons 2. I don't think Modern Horizons. But there's no Modern Horizons 3. There's Double Masters 2. But
that's
they didn't
what I mean.
Do Commander
Double
sets.
Masters. Do you think they would drop a Commander?
They didn't do Commander sets for that last time.
They didn't. But...
I mean, I would take that bet. I would slam dunk that bet.
So if by Brothers War we don't see a set, any set, I'm gonna say any set. What that doesn't have to be the standard legal. I'm saying that at some point this year, we will see
beyond New Capenna.
Beyond New Capenna, obviously, yes. If I don't think anything's coming out between New Capenna, so it's New Capenna and then anything after that, we will see at least one more 3 to 4 drop.
Yeah, I don't think so.
All right. Bundle on it. End of year. Because what?
Which set?
Brothers War. Well, you could decide when we get to Brothers War because it's going up to the Brothers War.
So we'll know by, well, Brothers War, does that release this year or next year?
I'm going with Brothers War. I'm saying up until Brothers
War. I think that releases in November.
Yeah. I'm going to go to up to Brothers War. So
yeah, I'll take it.
All right, game on, man. We got a bet. Yes.
New Capenna is the
New
Commander
Capenna,
release
Dominaria,
for the year.
Brothers War, Double Masters, whatever they're calling it this time, and Commander Legends. Those are like the big releases we got for the rest of the
year. I don't think the Double Masters set's coming out this year.
Or not Double Masters. Shit.
That's it. It's those four sets.
Oh, and there's a Jumpstart.
Jumpstart doesn't do Commander.
Yeah, but Jumpstart's not this year, right?
Jumpstart, I think, is end of this year, next year. I think that got pushed. it's hard. The release schedules are still a little bit fucked anyway because of the pandemic. But we know for sure it's New Capenna. We know for sure it's Dominaria. We know for sure it's Brothers War. And we know for sure it's Commander Legends Baldur's Gate. So those four sets, we already know that New Capenna is going to have five. I think this is their yearly Commander release that they used to do.
When no, it was just Dilla, the one, I gave him his bundle the last time I saw him. So.
Yep. He paid up. I wouldn't stop pestering him until he did. So I'm glad he did.
He was kind of a dick about it.
In a good way.
Yeah, Double Masters might be 2022, but I know that there's another supplemental set this year. It's Commander Legends. If it's not Modern,
it was supposed to be.
I think it was supposed to be Double Masters 2022.
It was Infinity.
Yeah, but that's still happening. 2022 is still getting a Double Masters this year.
Yeah, but it's not going to have a Commander approach in it. But I like the fact that we're doing this bet for New Capenna, because then when you lose, I can get all mob boss and be like, you and I had an agreement. You were going to give me a bundle. Now we have a problem. I don't have the bundle yet.
I said between now and Brothers War. So
yeah, I heard what you said. The difference between what you said and what you did is the difference between me getting my bundle and you swimming with the fishes.
So yeah, so this will be kind of interesting, because if they change their mind and they go, we're going to add Commander sets into Double Masters, you're just going to be motherfucker. I feel like if there's even one for Double Masters, that should count.
It's too late. It's too late.
I know.
They've all the stuff for this year is baked in already.
Yeah, I know. So this will be interesting. I think there's going to be, because they are hot on fucking Commander. They
are.
Oh, shit. I did say anything between now and Brothers War, Warhammer, I already won it.
Is that a secret lair?
No, we have the Warhammer 40K Commander decks coming soon.
Ha ha! Oh,
that will
that
almost definitely
this year?
Be four.
Is that releasing this year, though?
Yeah, I hope it releases this year.
That's the question. I think that releases this year.
I do think it releases this year. We didn't do it with the Lord of the Rings or any of the secret lair commanders. I'm willing to let those not count. I mean, if they release another secret lair commander deck, then obviously.
Priest, Dominaria, Brothers War, Infinity. No, they're not even listing Warhammer this year. I think that's next year.
Well, there you go. You should be okay then. But
I'm going to Google that shit.
I bet you the Brothers War, though, I could see them, or Dominaria, I could see them doing something. So
Warhammer 40K Commander release.
Well, while you're looking that up, why don't we go ahead and move along? Because we're getting towards the end of the show here. Let's get to main two. So let's go ahead and pay some bills.
When toxic culture has you down.
When you're just looking to laugh and have fun.
Kick back and enjoy watching a video game.
Or just make some new friends.
It's time to visit the Geek to Geek Media Network, a community of podcasters, streamers, and bloggers.
Well, more of a family than a community.
All dedicated to geeking out about the things we love. Things like
video games,
Star Wars, beep, 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 comics, beep, movies,
K-pop,
Disney Plus,
Keanu Reeves, new,
or whatever our community decides is the next best thing.
That's right. We have a great online community on Slack and Discord where we chat about our weekly geekery with listeners and viewers.
And each other.
Yep, and each other in real time. And we can't wait for you to join us.
So come check us out at geek2geekmedia.com.
And escape toxic fandom for something much more...
Keanu?
Yes, Keanu.
Combat phase.
And we don't have combat, so...
Main phase.
Okay, so here's the deal, guys. I don't think it's freezing. I think the background is resetting in a very jerky way. And it looks like it's freezing. Because I'm watching this. So, oh, wow. I will put money in for a Patreon skip button. To skip the commercial. That's freaking beautiful. If I could find a way to do that, I would. All right, so let's go to main two here. We had a surprise today, I think. I guess that would be the best way to put it. They didn't announce that they were doing anything today, did they?
I guess there might have been some kind of an announcement, but it feels like it wasn't their regular one that they post saying, hey, we're going to be doing something.
Yeah, I don't think they even dropped a hint because I heard nothing about this. But Wizards came out today in the morning with a B&R announcement. Luckily, not hitting standard. So everybody's kind of cool about that. But they did ban some cards in Modern, Pioneer, and Pauper, of all things. But I knew Pauper was going to happen. With the new player group for Pauper, they're going to make changes. You know that. So effective as of today, like not even like Thursday, they're like, no, today. Lures of the Dream Den, otherwise known as the cards you love to hate, in Pioneer and Modern is banned. Out, gone, thanks for playing. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. Pauper has three bannings. Galvanic Relay, which is a red and two colorless, exile top card of your library. During your next turn, you can play that card and storm. Disciple of the Vault, whenever an artifact is put into a graveyard from the battlefield, you may have target opponent lose one life. And Expedition Map, which I...
Expedition Map was unbanned.
Oh, it's unbanned. That's right. Okay.
Yeah.
So, an interesting day. Now, Jake has some feels on this. And if you want Jake's opinion, I'm sure he'll post it in the chat. But if you don't, not watching the chat or whatever, go to the Discord, look up today or Monday chat, because he's in his feelings about this. And I trust Jake. I do. Jake's our co-host for Cantrip Cartel. He's much more into the quote unquote non-rotating formats, even though Modern's a rotating format now, than me and Aramis. However, I think this is a bad band philosophy. So here's the deal. I'm okay with this banning. I think Loris, okay, Loris may not be in every deck and it may not be an auto win, but God damn it, is it an annoying card to play against? What are your thoughts, Aramis?
I mean, I have a few different opinions on it. I think the companion mechanic as a whole was kind of a mistake.
Everybody thinks that.
I think Wizards has acknowledged that they kind of goofed on this, made companions way too strong. I'm not sure that I buy the whole it's because people just don't like it that they banned it. I don't think Wizards does things that way. Right. I think what it is it's like, you're right. It wasn't that it was so dominant as far as win rates were concerned. I think it's just the fact that it basically fit almost anywhere that it could fit.
If you're playing blue or black or white, you're jamming this in.
If black or white was in your deck, you could very easily build around Loris with very little like of a penalty for including it in your deck, because especially as a companion, because it likes two CMC or less cards. And I think what it does is it kind of allows some more expensive stuff to have a little more play.
Right. Not as much as you think anymore, Jake. I'm sorry. I don't think 2 CMC is a major build restriction anymore.
There's a lot of stuff that's been
pushed. Especially in the later sets.
There's been a lot of push cards, but I think at the same time too, I'm not sure that the results were necessarily there. It's hard to gauge because there's no major events anymore.
They've got one coming this weekend, I believe.
They do, but it's not Modern and it's not Pioneer.
Okay.
It's Standard.
Oh, is it really? Okay.
Standard or Historic, one of the two. But it's hard because there's no major events for these formats right now. You know, MTGO has the mocks, but I'm not sure, you know, there's not anybody can get into that portion of the tournament where it really matters.
Right.
There's qualifiers and whatnot, but, you know, it's hard to get into the actual mocks. It's weird to have bannings right now because there is no professional circuit to speak of. And the one that exists basically exists solely for Standard and Historic. So it's kind of hard to get proper context, I think, for all of this, other than looking at data from Magic Online.
Right.
And from what Magic Online is telling Wizards is that about a third of the decks that were being represented at a certain win rate were playing Loras. And of those decks, there wasn't much of a penalty for including it in the deck.
Right.
Companion is one of the only, I think it's the only ability that I've ever, only type of card that I've ever seen that after they've eroded it to make it weaker, it's still too good. You know, I mean, it's never been done. They printed the cards. They realized how bonkers they were. They added the rider now of saying, okay, well now you can't just play them from the companion zone. You have to pay three mana first as a sorcery to put it into your hand, and then you can cast it. And even then, they're still too good. Right. I mean, if that was enough to keep Loras in check, they wouldn't have banned it. I know for a fact if the errata was the only thing that they needed to do to fix the companions, then Loras would have never been banned. Now, the question that rises, because Loras is gone, do they quote any win percentage other than vague league numbers? But that's the thing, is that there's not really anything there besides league numbers, because there are no major events for Modern and Pioneer. So they have to extrapolate based off of that. You know, so based off the numbers that they have and the data that they and whatever methodology that they use to get those numbers. And again, you know, we're not in the inner workings of the of Wizards to make these decisions. They felt that it was too omnipresent.
Yeah.
And they wanted to encourage more diversity and maybe have people play more expensive spells.
I think it's tough.
It's tough, though, like I said, because there's nothing really big to gauge how these are, you know, having an effect on the format.
And again, I put it up in the Discord, and I stand behind this part in that I believe wholeheartedly that part of why Loras got banned is they're not ready to ban Ragavan yet. That they wanted to ban something in Modern. They wanted to ban around Ragavan, but not ban Ragavan. Even though this deck doesn't impact Ragavan, it's almost like they wanted to shut down the deck that can kind of stop Ragavan a little bit to let Ragavan just run wild so they can go, okay, fuck this, we're banning it. Like, I know it's tinfoil hatty, but I don't like
subscribing to tinfoil hat theories when it comes to bans.
Yeah, but and it does make sense in Pioneer. Now, in some regards, I mean, don't get me wrong, I love it. While considerably less dominant in Pioneer today, only 20% in MOL, we expect that Loras' metagame share will only grow as Pioneer's card pool expands, which also tells me New Capenna was going to do some shit, which also could be why they banned it in Modern, is that there could be some cards, which makes sense given that white-black are a couple of the shards, that, you know, it's an Esper and it's, an, I think, something else. Look, Pioneer and Modern, Loras could have been fucking crazy bonkers with those cards, but they don't want to ban something around. They try not to ban around a release for any number of reasons, unless they absolutely have to. Right. Oh gosh. And Muertis just had me hit with a shoe. So I do believe that that's what this was. I think,
yeah, it might have been a lesson in inevitability. And I think that's part of the problem too, is that Loras is one of the best creatures ever printed. And it's weird because on its face, it's not that strong. It's right. 3/2 lifelink for 3. And in a lot
but
of situations,
back a lot of shit.
Right. But in a lot of situations, you're like, okay, it's decent. But I think the fact that as a companion, it's always there. If your deck is built, you know, if you meet the deck right. building restriction, it's always available for you. And it's basically an extra card in your hand. Yeah, okay, you have to pay 3 now to get to it, but still.
And I think as a part there's of enough. The, as a part of the, even if you're not using it as a companion, 4 of in the 60, still
yeah, but you
solid.
Lose. It's solid, but you lose a lot by not having access to it right away.
Right.
I mean, and by right away of saying always having it in your hand and not and it being largely immune to disruption from hand disruption.
But Card C0 played in the 60s, says Jake. Okay.
And I think the problem is that there are enough degenerate things to do with cards that cost two or less in these formats.
Right.
And there's probably more coming.
Right.
I mean, we don't know for sure yet, but there's probably more stuff on the horizon that's coming out. I mean, like, again, Wizards knows these sets months in advance, that if they didn't ban it now, they were going to be banning it eventually. So they're probably saying, you know what, let's just do it now and avoid more hand-wringing over whether or not we should be doing it. Because, you know, Jake does make a point. People were complaining about this card. But I think it's less, I just don't like playing against this card, and more, this invalidates a lot of strategies because you have to play around this card.
Right.
And I think you have to dedicate so many resources to making sure that if they cast Loras, you have a way to deal with Loras on top of the stuff that they may get back with Loras. I mean, I feel like Modern overall was in a pretty good place before this banning. I feel like it's still in a good place after the banning. It does shuffle some things around quite a bit. Pioneer, same thing. I think it needed to get done. I'm not sure if doing it now or later was going to be the better option, but it needed to get done at some right. point. It's just the companions are too good, and now the focus changes to Yorion. What's going to happen with the big flying sky noodle?
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about the pauper bans. There were three: Galvanic Relay. And Gavin's article kind of goes a little deeper. He says, look, we banned Galvanic Relay because we're banning Storm cards. It almost says that without saying that. He's pretty much, though, like, Storm cards have a long and storied history of getting the axe and pauper. Like, that's how the sentence starts. And
yeah, but later Galvanic on, he says he wants Storm to exist.
Yeah. I don't understand that. It's like, okay, just make Storm not a mechanic. Mm-hmm. Why not errata a Storm and say, okay, Storm don't exist. You can play it if you want.
It's easier to ban a card than having people remember that an entire mechanic doesn't exist. That's why, like, I feel like if they...
Is it, though? Since, I mean...
Yeah, because think about it.
We don't have the problem with Companion. We were able to make the move.
But that's because Aquaria came out the same time as the pandemic. This is a brand new mechanic, so people don't see the cards in paper as much because they're not playing in paper as much. Whereas with Storm, this is a mechanic that's existed for the better part of 20 years.
Right.
So the memory is much stronger for what Storm does as there is for what Companion does. So changing Companion is easier. That being said, they still should have reprinted the Companions after the errata to make them accessible for people who play in paper, so they don't have to remember, oh yeah, I have to pay three before this even goes into my hand. I can't just cast it straight from the command zone.
Yeah. So they also got rid of Disciple of the Vault, saying, you know, basically we need to nerf Affinity. And again, get that. And then and they're talking mainly about the bridges as well, the artifact lands in regards to that. And then they talk about the expedition map and why they're unbanning it. Yes. You know,
they wanted to power up Tron.
Yeah, which I agree with. Like, I love Tron. We don't want to see alchemy in paper. Nobody wants to see alchemy in paper. I love Tron. I'd love to see Tron in Pauper. I don't play a lot of Pauper. But
Tron's a thing in Pauper.
Yeah.
And unbanning this gives it a little boost. Nothing crazy, I don't think.
Not only that. Okay. We banned, you know, however, we'd be happy seeing a little more Tron than we do now. I think we are right. I think Tron is coming back. Either Brothers War or Dominaria United, I think they're going to reprint Tron. And I'm for it. Put Tron in Standard. What the fuck? Let's have some fun. You know, like, could you imagine Tron in Standard?
Well, I mean, the whole thing, I agree with Jake on Alchemy.
Yeah, oh, everybody says that, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if Tron and Standard would work, because that would mean you have to have broken artifacts, and broken artifacts are never good for Standard.
Yeah, but I think they could do Tron. I think you're gonna see Tron.
Maybe
I don't know how you do the Brothers War without Tron.
Well, no, I'm saying they can reprint it. I wouldn't be surprised if it was more for nostalgia than mechanical reasons. I don't see it. You know, they're saying, hey, we're putting it back in standard, but just to get more in circulation.
Right.
Not that it's a terribly hard set of cards to get a hold of to begin with, because they were just reprinted in double masters as commons.
And if they were smart, what they would do is they would print Tron in Dominaria, because I think Dominaria is the last before rotation, right? Like before of the year, quote unquote.
Dominaria, I think.
Dominaria triggers rotation.
Dominaria triggers rotation.
Oh, okay, so they would have wanted to put Tron and New Capenna then. I thought Dominaria was taking the place of MTG, was taking the place of the core set, and Brothers War was it's rotation.
There's no core set this year.
Right, no, but taking the place of it. Core set used to be the last before rotation.
I don't think so.
What set does Magic rotate on in 2022? Dominaria United.
Yeah, so yeah, Dominaria triggered rotation.
Yeah, okay. So yeah, they would have had to release it, because I was like, maybe they put Tron in like the last set, so it's only in standard a year. Yeah, any place they do it now, it's in standard for 2 years. But again, I say it again. I'm going to say this one more time tonight, and then I'll say it again whenever the hell I want. I still am like, I think rotation needs to be redone. I think rotation should be, every set stays in six cycles. Every set stays in six cycles and then rotates out on the sixth or the seventh. I'm sorry. So, you know, like this set, what do you call it? Would be Kamigawa, they would be rotating out, six sets back.
But I think the problem with that is though it makes an expense, like luckily standard isn't as expensive as it was.
Right.
But it still makes it more expensive than it has to be if you rotate that often. Every 6 months having to, you know, I mean you have to buy into the sets anyway, but then we're having to really do it because entire archetypes get invalidated every 6 months.
Right.
I don't know if that's a good thing.
Comments are really delayed. Oh, wow. I mean, what's seeing in chat isn't making it to Will Aramis for a good 1.5 to 2 minutes. Oh, wow. Sorry about that. I am using Streamlabs now. We're not using OBS. It's not a huge day. Maybe Twitch just doesn't like you, Parkman. Oh, yeah. I set you totally, Parkman, never to be able to do this. But, yes, DC Dilla, I am absolutely saying this. Reprint the Tron lands. Absolutely. I think it's time. Either that or fuck. Let's reprint the shocks. But they won't.
I mean, they could.
They could.
This is the thing. They intentionally named them so that they could be put anywhere they wanted them to be. It just so happens that every time they've gone back to Ravnica is when they've done it.
Right.
They could reprint the shocks. I mean.
But I would like to see them reprint Tron. I really would.
I don't think it's a good idea. Lands.
Tron lands are not $150.
No, DC. Maybe for the original Antiquities versions, but they were just reprinted in double masters.
Yeah, and Tron. I need just one Urza's Power Plant, and I've got the whole set. So,
yeah, Tron lands are not terribly expensive if you get the newest printings. Yeah. If you're going for like the alternate art full frame, yeah, I think you're thinking of the old versions, DC, which is white, fine. I mean, if you want to spend money Tron on Antiquities,
yeah. So definitely with that. Finally, the last thing I want to talk about tonight, because we're running low on time. We're actually over. Fuck Alchemy. Jesus. Wow. I'm just going to rename the show Fuck Alchemy. I want to talk a little bit about the new Capenna winner box, because we might try to roll this a little early so that we can actually do previews. We may actually try to roll this out very soon. New Capenna winner box. I mean, what are you thinking, Aramis? I'm kind of thinking it's a good time to go back to standard. And because again, we have to use arena, so it has to be standard or historic.
I mean, I love the way the last two tournaments were able to make good use of historic brawl. Legacy and MTGO. Legacy is actually not terribly expensive on MTGO. You can get a lot for your money.
I would be all about moving to MTGO. If you know what, listeners, here's the deal. Go into, you know what? I'll put a poll in the Discord.
Well, okay. here's what I'm going to say.
We haven't had tonight, by the way.
What?
I just feel like
a bot.
No Pam tonight.
She might be busy with Ollie.
Yeah.
What I'm going to say is that I think the last two were really good with the historic brawl.
Right.
I like the way that we were doing it with, you know, once somebody picks a commander for their deck, nobody else can pick it.
Right.
Yeah. The idea was really great. The biggest problem we ran into was Arena being just an absolute cock block when it came to getting the matches set up.
Right.
Like the friendly match thing, the challenge, it just like half the time just said, nope, I'm just not going to work. Fuck you. So with that in mind, I have no issue. Like, as long as it's not Alchemy standard, regular run of the mill, best of three standard or historic, although historic has Alchemy, you can't get around it. Standard. Yeah. Standard's good.
And again, I like Jake, standard. You know what? I can make a case for trying to move us over to MTGO. I can, especially with the Daybreak taking over. It's just a matter of, it's a different style of ownership. Okay. It's a little easier to build decks because you can do it the way we do it now, which is not so much wild cards and grabbing cards you need, as opposed to buying, you know, using actual real world money to buy a deck or use a rental company, which I think if we did standard at MTGO, most rental companies aren't going to have a problem. Because really, fuck it. We can't do Cockatrice, guys. We cannot do it. Please stop asking. We are sponsored by a premier Wizards store site. It has to be sanctioned by Wizards. I cannot drop us into Cockatrice.
Yeah, that's like, and it's not even that we've been explicitly told no. It's just it runs.
I'm not
just
putting
murky enough. It's just murky enough where we like the one time somebody from Wizards decides to look in on Mertis, us. That's when we're running it.
Wertis has been grinding in Arena. Okay, we'll stay with Arena. But yeah, you got to understand where I'd love to do it. I really would. I've played in it. It's an interesting program. I think it would be a whole lot of fun because it opens up deck building to, you know, whatever the hell you want. Let's have a good time. But I do not want to put Kerwins into the position of having to tell us no, or into the position of having to explain to Wizards why they're sponsoring a show. Not that we are on Wizards' radar at all, but if we ever got there, it's just one of those things that I'm very, very protective of our sponsors, and Kerwin sponsors this show and Flight sponsors Commander Craft. And so I'm going to protect their investments because those guys have come alongside the show, you know? So.
Yeah. If we weren't a sponsored podcast, we'd jump all over it. It wouldn't be an issue, but it's just enough of a gray area where it's like, you know, I don't even want to tempt myself with thinking about that, because
and I know
just,
other
it'll,
shows
it'll be the
wouldn't
one
mention
time.
It. Other shows wouldn't talk about it. I'm gonna put it on Front Street because,
yeah,
part of what I love about this show is the interactiveness. Somebody was asking me the other day, like, why do you live stream it? And it's this. I love the interaction. And sure, okay, the audio podcast may suffer because they can't read what you're putting up on the screen. My suggestion to you that are listening audio wise, and I'm slurring my speech. Wow, that's good beer. My suggestion to you, though, is come watch the show on Monday nights, man, 8:00 Eastern. Come hang out. It's a fracking hoot. But all right, so we'll stay in Arena this time. Guys, start thinking about MTGO. I would love to do a Commander tournament for a winner box in MTGO. MTGO lets you do full fucking blooded Commander. So you could have a blast. So, and we are Twitch affiliates. We could get in trouble with Twitch. Not that we make any money from Twitch. I certainly haven't seen anything from them. But hey, you know, the more we're getting more and more involved in Twitch. And as soon as our other sponsor gets more of a Twitch presence, we might move away from Facebook entirely and become strictly a Twitch podcast live, because there is value in that. So feel free to bit war and go to town. That's why I moved to Streamlabs, is because, hey, I can see stuff like this and actually put it on the screen now. Hey, look at that. So, yay. So, listen, I love it. I love doing this show. I'm very excited. So Winnebox, New Capenna, it's not official, but I'm thinking standard. I'm thinking run-of-the-mill, best of three, Wizards, WotC ban list, standard. No alchemy, no rebalancing, just good old standard. So,
which is in a good place right now, so this should be great.
All right. So on that note, I mean, unless you've got anything else, Aramis.
Looks like the like Warhammer. Huh? Looks like the Warhammer release will be four decks.
Oh, I win! I win, motherfucker!
It's currently slated for third quarter this year, but obviously that could change. So we'll see.
And you're like, motherfucker. I don't want to give Will.
I completely forgot about the Warhammer.
I did too. That's why. I mean, you could almost convince me to not count it, but I get the feeling where our roles reversed, you'd fucking count it.
Well, I mean, it is Universes Beyond, so I don't know. I don't know. That's I guess that's a gray area.
Yeah.
We'll talk.
Let's go ahead and do this though. Heads up. So while Aramis and I are rolling up our playmats, putting our cards back in the boxes, taking the pizza boxes over to the trash, because damn it, your mother still does not work in this Burlington Goat Factory, we want to remind you that we have a Twitch channel where we stream all sorts of content. Just look up the Plains Talkers podcast channel on Twitch, and there you'll see all the shows we do on both Magic as well as other geeky games. You can also follow me on Twitch at MindCrime73, where I tend to play things like DCU Online, a little bit of RuneScape, which it's still amazing to me how many people just come and watch me play fucking RuneScape of all things. And, you know, I try to do that pretty regularly. We haven't done a RuneScape stream in a while, but that's, you know, life gets in the way. But my wife loves that damn thing, and since she enjoys it, I enjoy it too.
If you'd rather interact with the show in a more real-time fashion, like many of you are doing through Twitch now, but if you wanted to, you could join our Discord at discord.planestalkerspodcast.com. It's a great community. Lots of people on there all the time. It's especially active during our winter boxes. But
it's actually more active now, and we're done with winter box. Like, these guys they're in, man. Yeah, I love it.
There's been some good conversations happening. You know, Jake has gone off on his tangent about the
bands. Yeah, Jake loses his damn full mind. It's like gold.
I agree with some of his points. But anyway, discord.planestalkerspodcast.com.
And X-Gold. He's just like, and another thing. I play slow. Fuck off. It basically was what I read in that paragraph was, I play slow. Fuck off.
Yeah. Anyway.
In a good way.
Yeah. Discord.planestalkerspodcast.com. And if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us on Twitter at @PlanestalkerPod.
Oh, look at this. Look at this. Where does Favor, man? Thank you for the bits. And there it is. Woohoo, he cheered us 95 times. That is really cool. Thank you. My personal Twitter is at @WRBenson. And, of course, you can always follow us on Facebook. Just go to facebook.com/planestalkers. Or planestalker. There's no S on the end. Like and follow our page there. Don't forget as well, we do have our playcast this Wednesday. We still need a fourth for game one. We kind of have a non-patron for game two, unless we don't get one for game one. So if you're a patron, let us know right away that you want to play game one. We're playing Vic and Elves. I am probably going to play the Jeskai Kamigawa commander. Aramis is probably going to play. You're thinking what?
There's four decks that I'm going to probably bring to pick from. I think one of them might be a Sika.
Okay.
Because I haven't played it in a while. But I got to look again at the list and see what's sort of around that power level.
Yeah.
So
tune in. Even if you don't want to play, just tune in 7 Eastern. We're going to have a blast. We always do. I drink beer. I have a good time. Aramis gets a little salty. Ian gets very salty. So I loved it. Just check it out Wednesday night, right on our Twitch channel.
And finally, if you'd like to send an email to the podcast, there are 3 different email addresses you can use to get in contact with us. The first one goes to both of us. It's podcast@planestalkerspodcast.com. If you'd like to email one of us personally, you can email Will. His address is will@planestalkerspodcast.com. If you'd like to email me, the address is Aramis, A-R-A-M as in Michael, I, S as in Sam, @planestalkerspodcast.com.
And on that note, other than Parkman saying I drink beer and know nothing. Okay, this beer was a little too strong. I admit this. Let's just go out now. We want to thank you guys, including Parkman, for hanging out with us tonight. We had a great time. We will be back on Wednesday for Commander Craft, as well as next Monday for episode 134. So for Aramis Perez, this is Will Benson saying thank you very much for listening, hanging out with us tonight. And we hope you guys have a wonderful week. And don't forget to leave some of your mana untapped, because you never know when you'll need it. Take care and have a great week. Bye-bye now.